Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
WOKV News Time, 6:54. Coming up, parents saying that costs of school are simply out of control. Joining us to talk about the new costs of school and the increasing reports about how parents are struggling to pay for this is Nicole D'Antonio, live in our Washington Bureau. Nicole, good morning.
Hi, Christine. Yes, good morning to you. You know, this new report is so interesting because according to Wallet Hub, it shows that 86% of parents think the cost of education is out of control and that schools are asking them to buy too much for the upcoming school year. According to the National Retail Federation, families with children in kindergarten up through 12th grade spend an average of $875 on school supplies, clothing, and electronics. Now, Christine, for perspective, this is the second highest amount in the survey's history, and those prices are even higher for college students. According to that same report, undergrads are expected to spend more than $1,300 on the upcoming school year. Many parents say they're looking for deals online, trying to use coupons to save money, because, again, that back-to-school shopping really adds up.
And that is one of the reasons why back-to-school events and stuff the bus and pack the sack events are so popular throughout the country. And important, you had mentioned almost $1,400 for college-age students. That's just the cost of supplies. That's not, obviously, not tuition.
Right.
And books.
Right. That's just to be able to study. That's just to be able to have these supplies to study. You know, there are quite a few things. I was, you know, checking with a financial expert to see what families can do to try to get that cost down. A couple of good tips here. You know, they say that the earlier you start, the more time you have to compare different prices, try and find a better deal on school supplies. Another tip is to start your back-to-school shopping at home, actually. Instead of buying everything all over again, use items that you already have from last year or items from older systems, siblings, because it does all add up. And finally, you can ask your child's school if there are some items on their list that they don't need right away. They won't need it at the very beginning of the year. That way you can wait until maybe there's a sale and buy those a little bit later.
Really great tips, Nicole. Thanks so much for sharing those this morning.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.